And now, let me make good that what I said. In the myth, you have a lot of things which are not story. For instance, I've listed here 9 different types. Let me just enumerate them. 2 of them I shall then deal with examples. We have symbolizations of the established order of empire. The empire is an analogon of the cosmos. You might call it a small cosmos, a cosmion. Such formulations of the analogy between empire structure and cosmic structure are, for instance, to be found in the famous preamble to the Codex Hammurabi. No story of empire. Parallel structure between the heavens and the earth. The parallel, a small cosmos. Then, a case in which you have history, but a history of a peculiar kind. A foundation myth of empire. So the established myth is symbolized by the parallel, the analogy. A foundation myth must be symbolized by an action among the gods. The form is not a history strictly, but a drama, such as the theology of Memphis of probably 3000 BC. So a drama which tells the story of the foundation of Egypt as a drama enacted among the gods of Egypt. Then, in the crisis periods, as for instance the first intermediate period, in the about 2200 to 2000 was the height of that crisis in Egypt, you find highly intricate discussions of the contemporary skeptical arguments with an existential analysis of true existence leading out of this mess. We'll come back to that. Or, you have lyrics expressing skepticism in the gods. Not being a story of the gods at all, but expressing skepticism of man with regard to the stories told about the gods. As, for instance, the Song of the Harp. Songs of skeptics. Then, a vast body is roughly an equivalent to what you will find on the ordinary level of common sense in the 18th century sense, the wisdom literature. Nothing about the gods, only about man, but in the context of a cosmological experience. Then, the great expressions of defeat, victory, restoration of empire. No story at all. Relation between the ruler and God. That is the problem. Then, the ritual renewals of order in the New Year festivals, what Iliad usually brings under the eternal retour, the eternal return. There is no eternal return in any ancient civilizations. There's only a rhythmical renewal. And the rhythm is not an eternal return. Let me briefly explain it, because there's still a lot of misunderstanding about it. When you have a rhythmical renewal, you have something like a sinus curve. Like the annual spring, summer, fall, and winter going on and on. But then there is something like a return, eternal return of the same, and that would be really a certain occurrence in which, as Aristotle does in the Problemata, asks the question, if I'm living here at a point in the present, that be my present, and then I have an historical event like the war against Troy, then I can ask myself the question, which way am I nearer to the war against Troy? This way going backward, or this way going forward? That would be eternal return. But such an eternal return as an historical conception is nowhere to be found before the 7th century BC. In Hinduism and in Hellas. No ancient civilization had ever any conception of an eternal return, but only the rhythmical renewal. Well, that was not a story either, but the question of ritual renewal. Then, something else which properly does not come under much in the sense of a story of the gods at all. That is the construction of unilinear history from the beginning of the creation of the world down to the present imperial presence, the empire. We have, which is also very little known, unilinear history in ancient civilization. But we have no cyclical history. There's no concept of cyclical time or cyclical history in the ancient civilizations of the cosmological time. But there is unilinear history. I shall come back to that in the second lecture. And then we have all sorts of symptoms of an breakthrough beyond cosmic experience in the direction of either a beginning in time, that would be this dimension here, extrapolation into the past to the point of origin, or to find the origin in transcendence here. So we have speculated from extrapolation of a known part of history, say this part, extrapolating it back to a beginning, in one way of thinking. Or turns directed without benefit of other parts of reality to an unknown God beyond all the known gods. So the problem of the unknown God is a problem already in Egyptian civilization, and the main god of the later period, Amon. The Egyptian word Amon means the hidden one. So the hidden god, which then becomes very virulent in Gnosticism, is already present in the Amon hymns at the latest in the 8th century BC.